at free.com. This message from First Conservative Baptist Church. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking a very serious, pertinent question today. Is there a mole inside the Secret Service Protection Group for Donald Trump? Is there someone in there reporting his whereabouts, his movements, his activities, that's not on his itinerary, normally speaking? Ladies and gentlemen, just a moment ago, just out of a curiosity and or a notice, got a text message from one of our sons. Greg says, when your communication devices are blowing up, it's tough to plan terrorist attacks. We'll talk about that tomorrow on the broadcast. How does a thousand communication devices blow up simultaneously? Who's responsible for that? Was it beneficial? Did the IDF do it? Is Israel doing that in a retaliatory fashion or a protecting fashion? Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, is there a mole inside the Secret Service Protection Group for Donald J. Trump? That telephone is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Here's an article. Again, I've said there's several asking that question. Here's an article that says, is there a mole inside the FBI Secret Service? A number of people in Congress and law enforcement are beginning to ask that question about whether or not a mole is within the FBI or the Secret Service that may have leaked President Trump's plans to golf on Sunday. Here's another headline, an article. Representative Massey, that's M-A-S-S-I-E, says, and I quote, is there somebody on the inside that's broadcasting where Trump's going to be? Dated September the 17th, a growing number of lawmakers within Congress fear there may be a mole inside the Department of Homeland Security, and that mole is leaking security information about President Trump's whereabouts. I don't have faith in any of these agencies anymore, said Representative Thomas Massey, Republican of Kentucky. 95% of these people that work with those work there are Democrats, Massey said, in the Secret Service and in the FBI. It varies by department, whether it is the FBI, the DHS, the DOJ, etc., etc. But if you look at their donations, you'll find that 90% give to the Democratic Party. Here's the further statement in this. One question is, how did this gunman know to be where he was at that moment? Because this was, you know, the plans to play golf were spontaneous and not on the calendar. Nobody had any information. So unless somebody was leaking information to the gunman, he must be incredible, must have incredible insight, you know, or incredible luck to be there at that same time and place where he could intersect with and possibly assassinate Donald J. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very serious question. What we're witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, is something very similar to what I find in 2 Chronicles chapter 22. And I'm not going to take time to read the text to you, but make a note of 2 Chronicles chapter 22, beginning with about verse 10 in particular. Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead. She arose and destroyed all the seed royal to the house of Judah. And simply put, let me interpret and translate for you. Athaliah was fearful that someone else other than her chosen and decided one would become king. So she had all the male boys, the male kids, put to death to prevent them from rising to the throne. One person hid, Josiah, we called the boy king, and as a result of that, he survived. But the attempt was to wipe out, to destroy, to annihilate. We'd call it with an assassin's bullet in comparison to today's broadcast, to prevent any other person ascending to the throne. I find it sad, sad indeed, that I believe the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party would be willing to burn America to the ground if they could rule over the ashes, the remains. That's what we see taking place. There is a concerted effort. There is a concerted voice wanting President Donald J. Trump to be annihilated, to be wiped out. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, MSNBC knew, had advanced knowledge, and knew that President Trump would be playing golf. How did they know that? MSNBC had video footage from almost the same angle, the same point that the assassin had in his attempt to kill Trump. Now, how did MSNBC have advanced knowledge, advanced notice, advanced information to have an entire camera crew out there, or at least a single cameraman? We don't know. But I have video footage of their filming Trump on the golf cart playing golf on that back seven on the golf course. Now, how did they know that? Why wasn't it Fox News? Why is it MSNBC? Why did they get the advance notice? Why do they have a team there? Why are these things taking place, ladies and gentlemen, is my question that begs to be answered and demands to be answered. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we have a major problem. In fact, it's MSNBC. I've got a headline. MSNBC blames Trump for the assassination attempt. Legacy Media is already calling the attack of President Donald J. Trump as an apparent assassination attempt. The shooter was arraigned in court today. But on two federal... They may go back and change the charges, but thus far, the shooter has only been charged with federal firearms charges. He was not charged with the attempted assassination of President Trump. The 58-year-old shooter was active on social media and was known to post anti-Trump messages. Let me pause for a moment. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, the five, how would you say, useful idiots on the program called The Five were rejoicing and talking about the fact that Trump brought this upon himself, that it's as a result of that, and that secondly, this shooter was a Republican Trump fan, when in fact on the side of his truck door there's a sign that says Biden-Harris on his truck door, and all of the background he said, the shooter, the attempted assassin, has had run-in with the law over 100 times. How? Let me ask a question. I asked this question yesterday. How did he travel from Hawaii to Florida? All right, first to North Carolina, then to Florida. Where did he get the funds? In court, in the preliminary hearing, he said he had no funds, no money. He said he had two pickup trucks back in Hawaii, valued at $1,000 apiece. What funded him for the ammo? What funded him for his weapon? Where did the funds come from for him to travel and to sustain himself in that travel time? I don't know. My most humble opinion, one of the agency organizations in America, the thugs with badges, perhaps are responsible. I don't know that, but too many things that would otherwise be considered coincidental are falling into place that points in that direction. I believe that we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, there is a major, major, major attempt to destroy President Trump. Let me go back to this article. This article says the 58-year-old shooter was active on social media and was known to post anti-Trump messages. He was passionate supporter of Ukraine and was well known in national media. His son told Daily Mail that his father hated President Trump, and every reasonable person does also. NBC News anchor Lester Holt insinuated that Trump's comments about Haitian immigrants were the blame for his attempted shooting. MSNBC actually blamed Trump for the attack, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I find it absolutely horrific to believe that somehow, by the way, let me just top a loose end that's in my mind. President Trump, you know, in the debate, or the three-way debate, where three people were against Trump in that debate, supposedly with Kamala Harris, Trump brought up the fact that the Haitians in Springfield, Ohio, were eating pets. Now, that is a fact, but let me just clarify that for your edification. They were not simply eating them for food. Out of Haitia, the Haitians' form of worship is voodoo and witchcraft. And the approach is to drink the blood from the animal. That blood, in their view, causes them to have supernatural powers. And then eat the meat and take the bones and use the bones to perform voodoo, witchcraft, and cause their enemy to falter, fall, and fail. Now, and yet even today, on the Marxist media, they're claiming that Trump lied, that that is simply a deceit, and as a result of his saying that, it's caused the ire to well up and caused the attempted assassination in his, on his life. Ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, there's a problem. In my opinion, there's a mole in the archives, if you please, of the Secret Service and the DHS that's allowing this information to go out. I believe I have a caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood, this morning. I wanted to ask you a question. Do you think that it has gone out that anybody that kills Trump will get a reward?
Restate your question. I don't know if I heard it exactly right.
Okay. Do you think that, you know, like how they put a hit out on a person? And whoever does it.
Yes, no question about it. In fact, you know, Iran has had a hit notification, a fatwa, as it would be called in Islamic jargon, out on Trump for about, 2 years now, 3 years, whatever it may be, because of his taking out one of their key Islamic leaders. There's an attempt. And I believe, my humble opinion, that the socialist Marxist media, the powers to be in the Oval Office, including Kamala Harris, Comrade Harris, eventually, if something is far worse and it takes Trump out, they claim that it's as a result of the hit that's out on him from Iran. And I do not believe that. My opinion, my most humble opinion, is that the major, major problem we have today is not with Iran and the Iranians wanting to take Trump out, but because of our thugs with badges that are wanting to remove him. After all, if he goes into office, all of those operations will be cleansed. All of the FBI, the DOJ, the DHS, the CIA, etc., all of those agencies will be wiped clean, and all of those thugs with badges that's been in charge of the rulership of our nation under the socialist Marxist leadership that's been in the Oval Office for the past number of years, all of those be removed. So they're trying to protect themselves by having Trump removed before he's elected. That's my opinion.
Okay. Thank you.
We need to keep praying, keep looking up. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Looking forward to your telephone call, dialogue, and discussion on it. Do we have a mole inside the FBI, the CIA, the Secret Service, the DHS? Here's an article. Suspected would-be Trump assassin's social media account apparently repeat left-wing alarmism. Democracy is on the ballot. The Twitter profile apparently belonging to the killer or the shooter, attempted assassin, who police say is the man who prepared to shoot former President Donald J. Trump on Sunday, shows his support for President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and the Ukrainian war against Russia's invasion. You and Biden should visit the injured. This is a statement from the attempted assassin. You and Biden should visit the injured people in the hospital from the Trump rally and attend the funeral of the murdered fireman. Trump will never do anything for them. Show the world what compassion and humanity is all about, the alleged shooter account similarly told Harris that same day. The shooter also apparently posted about how democracy is on the ballot. This election, which has been a common phrase and sentiment from the Democratic Party this year. Ladies and gentlemen, I read on the air yesterday, and I'll not go through the full list for the sake of time today, but I've got a list of dozens of statements made by the political leadership on the left, that is the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party. Becca Bailint, B-A-L-I-N-T, says this: we cannot underestimate the threat Trump poses for American democracy. Jason Crow, Trump is an extreme danger to our democracy. Senator Michael Bennett, Trump needs to be shot. Let me pause for a moment. What if that had been stated by a Republican, that Biden needs to be shot? What would have happened? You recall just about 6 months ago, a 75-year-old man that it was in a wheelchair had put on his Facebook or one of the social media that he wanted to assassinate Biden. The next morning at about 5:30, still dark, the FBI, the Secret Service, the local police smashed his door in. The man came to the door with a weapon in his hand to protect himself, not knowing what was taking place. They assassinated the man right then and there. He was confined to a wheelchair. He couldn't have done anything if he wanted to. And yet we have now Michael Bennett, a senator in the United States Senate, says Trump needs to be shot. Representative Stephen Ornsford, Trump Republicans are a dangerous threat to our state. Gabe Vasquez, remove the national threat from office. Representative Mike Levia, Donald Trump is a threat to our nation, a threat to our freedom, a threat to our democracy. Joe Biden himself said, we need to put Trump in the bullseye. Senator Bernie Sanders said, Trump is extraordinarily dangerous and a threat to democracy. That is the ad, by the way, with Bernie Sanders making that statement that's being continuously run across the nation on television in one of the Harris campaign ads. Let me read that again. Statement by Senator Bernie Sanders in the ad run by Harris campaign. Trump is extraordinarily dangerous and a threat to our democracy. Dan Goldman, G-O-L-D-M-A-N. Representative, Trump remains the greatest threat to our democracy. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she's from South Florida, a Florida representative on the Democratic side, made this statement. Trump is an existential threat to our democracy. Representative Adam Schiff, Trump cannot be president again. He is an existential threat to our democracy. Ladies and gentlemen, what I need to say to you and that we need to understand is that Kamala Harris is an absolute looming threat to our constitutional republic. We don't have a democracy in America. It's devolving into that. But Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are existential threats to our constitutional republic and representative form of government. It is the Comrade Kamala Harris that will confiscate all weapons. It's Conrad Kamala Harris that will shut down anything that's called freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and the faith that is so prevalently needed in America today. It's Kamala Harris that will destroy our Bill of Rights. It's Kamala Harris, if she is in office, that will be the forefront of destroying the boundaries of anything that's called the sovereignty of the United States of America. It is Kamala Harris that believes in and pushes the fact that a baby can be murdered in the womb right up to the very moment of delivery and then left on a table to die. And now they're denying that. Go back and check the health department records where Tim Walz is governor, Minnesota. 9 accounts of where a failed abortion produced a live birth and the baby was left to die in his own state. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, there's a denial of that factor. So if we want to know what is a existential threat to the United States of America and our constitutional republic, then look no further than Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, they're reversing the facts. They are gaslighting, as it has come to be known in recent years. They're gaslighting the citizens to make it seem as though somehow, some way, that it is Trump's fault, Trump's problem. Look at a headline. Trump assassination attempt suspect wrote a book urging Iran to kill the former president. The man named as the suspect in the possible assassination attempt of Donald Trump at the Trump Golf Club urged Iran to kill the former president in a book that he published last year. He goes further in the article. I must take part of the blame for the retarded child we elected for our next president that ended up being brainless. He's referring to Trump. But I'm man enough to say that I misjudged and made a terrible mistake, and to Iran, I apologize. Here's a man that's an American citizen, that's the attempted assassin for President Donald J. Trump, praising Iran and apologizing to Iran for the fact that in 2016 he voted for Trump, and now he's calling him a brainless idiot, etc. He said after berating the former president for abandoning the nuclear deal with Tehran, "You are free to assassinate Trump at any time, as well as me, for the error in judgment and the dismantling of the deal." That's how he is. That's the man that we're talking about that attempted to assassinate President Trump. So my question that goes back to the fundamental basics, is he being used? Was he used by the thugs with badges? Now listen very carefully. I reiterate the fact. I have serious reservations about the Secret Service agent that was able to shoot at the would-be assassin about 500 yards from the assassin. Supposedly, the Secret Service person saw the barrel of the gun poking out of the green shrubbery that he was crouched in. Now, listen very carefully. Even with binoculars, it'll be very difficult to distinguish. That barrel of that AK-47 was not chrome. It was not some kind of plated material that would glisten in the light. It was a blue barrel, AK-47. And that barrel supposedly was recognized. And then that marksman shooter, Secret Service, quote, marksman shooter, fired four times. Why didn't it hit the subject, i.e., the would-be assassin? How is it that they missed with four shots? Now, that's just questions I have. You may not have those questions. Is it possible there was no intent to kill the would-be assassin? Because it was understood the would-be assassin had a getaway car. He got 50 miles before he was picked up by the Martin County deputies. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm saddened to say that we're on the very verge of having that potentiality once again. The only thing that will stop it is for the divine intervention of God to protect President Donald J. Trump. And I believe it behooves everyone under the sound of my voice that will pray and seek God's face and ask God to heal our land. Ask God to intervene and protect us while there's yet opportunity to deliver us from the jaws of the socialist Marxist media and the total destruction of the Constitutional Republic that we know as the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, is it possible for there to be a thug, snitch, mole within the organization? 100% yes. Is it probable? Yes. Will it be found out? Listen, I'm thankful that Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, has decided to take over the full responsibility for the state of Florida to investigate what took place on Florida soil with the attempted assassination. Ron DeSantis himself said that he did not trust the federal agents, the FBI, the CIA, any of the federal government agencies. He did not trust any one of them to do anything in relationship to proper investigation. Looking at the headline, DeSantis takes charge after Trump assassination attempt, then points out glaring problems with the feds leading the investigation. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis officially announced on Tuesday that statewide law enforcement agencies will conduct their own investigation into the second assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump since the most egregious crime affiliated with the incident, attempted murder, falls under Florida's jurisdiction. The suspect is believed to have committed state law violations across multiple jurisdictions and circuits in the state. Palm Beach Judicial Circuit, Judicial Circuits, including Martin County, as well as perhaps the Judicial Circuit represented by Broward County. Quote, I directed state agencies, this is our governor, I directed state agencies to move expeditiously and provide full transparency to the public, DeSantis explained. DeSantis said he does not believe in the best interest of the nation. It is the best interest of the nation for the FBI, the Department of Justice, to lead the investigation, considering the fact that these same agencies have been trying to prosecute Trump for years, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have stated it better myself. I'm thankful that we have the level-headed leadership in the state of Florida through Governor Ron DeSantis, and it is my prayer that a proper investigation will take place. Because, as he said, here's the FBI, the Secret Service, the DOJ, and I can go on and on with the thugs with badges. How can they do an unbiased investigation as to the attempted assassination, the whys, whens, wherefores, and the results, if they've been intentionally persecuting and prosecuting President Donald J. Trump for about almost 10 years now, since 2015, when he came down the golden escalator and announced his running for president? How can we trust those agencies to do a proper investigation? My most humble opinion, we cannot. But ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you ask the question as Ezekiel said, how should we then live? So ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, the Democrats are trying to eliminate President Trump and win the election by default. If that takes place, ladies and gentlemen, our nation is in turmoil. Our nation is in absolute civil war. Our nation is in the position of being absolutely destroyed. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we need to go back to looking at the little book called Nehemiah. In Nehemiah, they were fighting the battle against the enemies. 52 days, 49,942 people rebuilt the wall because the Bible says they had a mind to work. And ladies and gentlemen, as they worked, they had to work with a sword in one hand and their brick trowel in the other hand in order to carry out the work of rebuilding the wall. That's what we need to do. We need to keep working, keep looking up, recognizing danger ahead, and knowing that our Lord shall fight for us. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. Keep on tuning in each and every day to Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in St. Augustine at 91.9.
For centuries, a cord with a lead weight on one end called a plumb line has been used to determine if something is straight and true.